Episode 58 of Personalities at Cary brings to us a very special guest, Shane Atta. Shane has been an athlete and has been in the marketing world before coming to WP Cary, and now he's going to perfect his marketing skills by taking concentration in marketing and business analytics. To get to know more about Shane, who interned at Intuit over the summer of 2018, here is our conversation with Shane Atta. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Cary. This is episode 58 and we are here with Shane Atta.
Hello.
Hello, and let's get started with your background. Tell us about your journey that brought you to WP Cary. What were you doing before this? And what made you get into an MBA?
Perfect. Yeah, so I grew up in New Jersey, so spent my whole life there. Went to college in Pennsylvania, so a really small school, about 4,000 students. Mm-hmm. So pretty much the opposite of Arizona State. So I played soccer there, so it was a really great experience to kind of play athletics, but also be able to go to a business school, studied abroad. So it was a really great program for me personally. And then after that, I went to work for Bayer Healthcare. Mm-hmm. So they're a pharmaceutical company. Great company to start out with. I loved it. It was based in New Jersey. And then I started living closer and closer to the city in New York City. So my commute got longer and longer. So eventually I decided to leave Bayer and go all in on New York City. So I moved there and started working for another consumer good company. And I spent about 5 years there. And the reason I came back to the MBA was because when I started working at Bayer, the brand managers were always MBA focused. So they were all required to have an MBA. And a lot of my early mentors had really put the emphasis on the value of an MBA early in my career. So it was really something I was exposed to and saw the value to at an early point. So it was something that was on my radar at an early point. And then as I started to get, you know, 3-4 years into my career, I realized that that's something I wanted to do. And I was really looking for a change out of New York City as well. So that's, you know, really a lot of the reasons I came back to get my MBA.
So you said you got to study abroad. Where was this?
I studied abroad in Barcelona.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And did you get to watch some of the soccer games there?
I went to 2 of the games at Camp Nou. Yeah. And I was able to travel a little bit throughout Europe. It was actually the first time that I had essentially been abroad kind of for an extended period of stay. So it was really, you know, a great experience at 18 years old to live mm-hmm. in a foreign country, not speak the language, kind of learn how to adapt and, you know, get by, which was really great for me, I think, personally. And also, kind of at that point, I really started to have much more of an interest in international and travel. So that was kind of where a lot of my passion for that area started.
Okay. And then you chose WP Cary over the other schools. Why is that?
Yeah, so I was actually in a unique situation where, like I said, I was trying to get out of New York City. I'd always spent my time in the Northeast and then really wanted to look more. So I was only looking on the West Coast in California and Arizona and then also internationally. So the other schools that I had gotten accepted to that we're considering were McGill, which was in Montreal, and then Edinburgh in Scotland. So very different programs, very different like situations and cultures. And it was a really challenging decision. But for me, I think the end decision came down to the fact that this still was in the United States. So I was still able to, you know, maintain a little bit closer exposure to my family here and some of the norms that I'm familiar with. But it definitely was a challenging decision because I'd visited some of the schools in, you know, McGill and Edinburgh, beautiful campuses if you ever get a chance to visit. But yeah, essentially it came down to that aspect and also being able to most likely stay in the United States and work for a company would be a little bit easier of a transition.
So now that your family is kind of closer, how do you manage that? Do you get time to actually visit them?
Yes, although they're still not very close. So my family's in the Northeast and then my other half of the family is actually in England.
Oh, okay.
So this has been a little bit of a transition just in terms of the first time like being away from any sort of family. I used to live with my brother in New York. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad were always a quick train ride away. So this was definitely the first time, but I think being in that MBA community and bubble made the transition much easier because it wasn't like you had to go out and find community or friends. You know, there was that social aspect and community already built into the program. So it made it a much easier transition. But yeah, I would say there's still challenges in terms of being a 5-hour plane ride away.
Okay. And now that you've been like a year and a half into the program, how do you think your experience has been? Has there been anything that has stood out to you or something that has exceeded expectations out of the school?
Yes, in so many ways. I think, first off, from the academic side, I think coming in, as a lot of people probably experienced that first year, was definitely a challenge in terms of just the number of hours and especially getting back into that mindset of studying and, you know, reading till, you know, 12, 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. every day. That was definitely a challenge, especially coming from a work culture where I typically worked about 8:30 to 5, 6, or, you know, there was some stuff to do on the the nights or weekends, but it was not the norm. Mm-hmm. So getting back into a mindset of, okay, you know, I've got these lists of tasks that I need to get done, and it's not going to be a traditional schedule. I think that was definitely a challenge. Mm-hmm. So that piece took a little while to get over, and, you know, being around so many people that were, you know, very good students and had more maybe a mindset of that, I think was a challenge as well. And then a surprise outside of the academic side, I would say, was moving to Arizona, mm-hmm. you know, coming from New York City, Manhattan, which is, you know, a monster in itself. Coming out here, I think I had a different expectation than what it was. Mm-hmm. So I think being able to travel around Arizona to, you know, Flagstaff and Page up in the northern Arizona and some of the regions around here, I've been very impressed with what Arizona and this region has compared to what my expectation was going to be. Mm-hmm. So that's a good surprise, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything outside of the curriculum within the school, something like the career services, the clubs, or the events that we have on campus, the Carry collaboration, whatever that you find interesting in school?
Yeah, I mean, I think the breadth of opportunities and organizations here, not that are already, the ones that are already established, as well as the ones that our kind of class and this group has put together, has been really impressive. So I think one of the ones that I've been drawn towards the Volunteer Council. So that's one that I'm a vice president of, supporting Caitlin, and I got involved in that last year with when Jordan was leading it, and it was just really nice to be able to get outside of, you know, the academics and kind of help and support people. And it was something that I'd like to do in New York, so to have that structure was one that I was really drawn to, and it's one that, you know, hopefully as I get outside of school, we'll continue and trying to align myself with a company that has that same kind of values. But that was definitely one that I enjoyed. And then, yeah, I had a really positive experience with career services too, and definitely utilized Sandy and the team probably on like a weekly basis when I was going through my career search, because I didn't find my internship until March. Hmm. So it was really just making sure that my strategy and approach and what they were hearing from me was aligning with where I was spending my time.
All right. When you came into the MBA, did you have a particular concentration in mind? Did you choose that for sure, or did you change it over the first year?
Yeah, so I came in 100% knowing exactly what I wanted, what concentration. I would say the only thing that changed for me was the industry. Mm-hmm. Coming from consumer goods, like I said, having that visibility to brand managers, always having MBAs, I came back with the focus of I want to be a brand manager in CPG and do marketing, like to complement my sales background. So I had a very focused, I had a list of companies and I knew exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I stayed with it. I would say the only thing that changed was as I started to come to this program and get exposure to more companies and do more research, I switched more from CPG to tech. I think that was for several reasons, but consumer goods is just going through a very interesting time period right now where there's a lot of mergers and acquisitions and there's a lot of slow growth. So for me, having that background, I really wanted to experience something totally different. And I felt like now was the time to try that out. So I kind of switched my energy to focus more on tech companies, which was where I was able to land. So, but coming in, yeah, I was super focused on marketing.
Okay. Did you add any other concentration on, or just...
I'm a dual concentration with BA, but it was really just a supplement, just because I see the value in BA for any concentration, but especially with marketing and digital marketing and where that's going with, you know, the importance of getting consumer data and being able to understand how to utilize that data to make decisions. But yeah, my main focus is marketing with supplementing that with BA to really just understand, not be utilizing it on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of all the courses you've taken so far, what's your favorite one and why?
Ooh, good question. I think that the favorite one that I took would probably be the cost accounting one. I think having a sales background, that was a lot of what I did, was basically, you know, coming up with pricing and making sure that costs were getting allocated to certain things. So that was one that I found really interesting to kind of learn it in the classroom setting, because I had a little bit more of a background coming from CPG and sales of utilizing that and seeing how companies do use that on their everyday business. So being able to come here and kind of get different experiences and look at different case studies, I think was really interesting for me.
So you did touch a little bit upon like when you got your internship offer that was matched last year. Mm-hmm. How did you go about getting that offer?
So I had done a pretty detailed list of about 50 companies that I was interested with, knowing full hand that, you know, there wasn't going to be a lot of marketing positions on campus. So I really took the initiative, even actually before I came here in August, to basically create a list and do research of, you know, what companies I like, where their headquarters were, because location was extremely important. I kind of knew once I graduated here, I wanted to be in certain areas. So I was focusing on companies that were headquartered within those locations. Mm. And then looking at doing the research of, okay, did they have MBA internships? When were applications due? So I basically created a very detailed spreadsheet and kind of one by one went through applying to them either directly on their websites or through LinkedIn, or if they had things on some of the platforms like Relish or MBA Exchange. But that was really where I spent all of my time. And for the Intuit one, I specifically just applied directly on their HR website and then cold called via LinkedIn to campus recruiters to basically express my interest and try and get a connection. And I was able to get a response and then kind of went from there.
Okay. And can you tell us a bit about what your role was at Intuit and maybe your project over the summer?
Sure. Yeah. So I was down in San Diego focused solely on their consumer business. So Intuit has two big products, QuickBooks, which is online accounting, and then, well, not online, but accounting for small business, either online or desktop. Mm-hmm. And then their consumer division, which is mainly based up of TurboTax. So I was based down in San Diego focused on their TurboTax business, which was outside of tax season, which would be basically January to April. And I was there May through August. So a lot of what they were doing was basically evaluating their performance from the prior year and planning for next year. So the department I was on was the online advertising team, focused mainly on mobile and display advertising within the digital sector. So it was a great team to be on because I didn't have a lot of experience or exposure to that prior to coming to the MBA, especially to see how a tech company like Intuit and TurboTax, the amount of breadth and information they have on consumers and how they utilize that to basically, you know, build audience and make sure they're maximizing and utilizing their marketing spend in efficient ways was really great learning. But in the role, I didn't really have one project as a lot of typical MBAs did. I basically was just immersed as if I was there on full time. So I went to all the team meetings. You know, I had a lot of smaller projects, but I didn't have one overarching project. I supported campaigns that they were planning for. I met with several vendors like Facebook and Google to, you know, plan out the next year. So that was some of the things that I worked on. But it wasn't like I had one big project and presented at the end. Mm-hmm. The end was kind of a little anticlimactic because it was just like, you know, it ended and there was no real project to kind of pull it all together.
Okay. Is that something that just you experienced or all the interns were like, just go to the meetings and then see how much you can contribute?
I would say it was pretty unique because Intuit had 12 MBA interns and I was the only one in San Diego. The other 11 mm-hmm. were up in Mountain View and they were much more project focused where they actually had, you know, a specific task and they were mm-hmm. working on things for QuickBooks and then they presented. Mm-hmm. So I was able to interact with them a little bit. But for me, yeah, being down in San Diego, there was no other interns. So that was a little bit unique too and made it, I think that made it a little easier to feel like part of the full-time team because there was no other interns. I was sitting at the team desk of all the full-time employees working on the same projects and working on the same assignments as them.
Okay. So are you going to go back there?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm going back there at the end of August. I had one other opportunity that was actually based in Europe. So that was a difficult decision for me because it was a really unique opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I was actually able to you know, make the decision recently and going back to Intuit.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be good.
All right. So let me ask you a few questions about yourself. What do you do outside of school when you have some leisure time? What are your hobbies?
Yeah. So for me, very big active person. So a lot of played sports in college, still play a lot of sports, especially here at the ASU program. We've got a lot of classmates that have similar interests. So, you know, I'm on a bowling league with some of the classmates. I do a basketball team with some of the classmates. We're going to do softball. So that's what I fill a lot of my time with as well. I've run, you know, races with some of the classmates as well. So try and stay active in that area as well. And then I would say outside of sports, music is a big passion of mine. So go to a lot of shows and concerts. Again, there seems to be a lot of classmates with similar interests. So that's pretty easy to find people to do that with. And then hiking and camping. So again, classmates that I've been able to go to Flagstaff and Page and Antelope and the Grand Canyon. So that's been phenomenal to kind of experience all of the incredible areas that are around this with classmates that are kind of on the same wavelength. So that's typically where I try to spend most of my time.
All right. Do you watch any movies? Do you have a favorite one?
Yes. So I did prepare for this. So I do watch a lot of movies, probably too many. I would say my favorite one is Braveheart. So that's kind of an older classic. But for me, it was just one that, you know, I've seen probably countless times. And no matter how many times I watch it, I still enjoy it and still find, you know, interest in certain things about it that I enjoy. But yeah, I watch a lot of movies. I'd say the only genre I don't watch is kind of scary or horror movies. I'm just not interested in that. Yeah.
I also hate the jump scares in the
horror movies. Right.
Yeah. What about TV shows? Do you have a favorite TV show you binge watch?
Yeah. So again, similar thing with that. I haven't watched as much of the MBA program just because at least last year time was somewhat limited. But some of the ones I've watched would be like Game of Thrones. Really enjoyed like Shameless, and then more like on a comedy side like or easy to watch would be like Parks and Recs and The Office. So there's definitely, I would say, usually about one or two shows that I'm consistently watching.
Mm-hmm. Is that consistent meaning like you repeat like something that has already been done?
Just consistent, like one or two shows that are currently going on. So okay, whether it's a once a week show, once that one ends, I'll find another one that is currently going on. Yeah.
Okay. What about music? What kind of music do you like?
So big into music, I would say pretty wide range. I really enjoy like alternative rock. So bands like Foster the People and The Revivalists are bands that I really enjoy going to. I do like some areas of electronic, but I really enjoy the ones that have some sort of a musical instrument to it, which I think is growing these days. And then more of the classics, like I would say my number one band is Red Hot Chili Peppers. So definitely a wide variety and certainly open to all different types of music, which today is, there's so much easy access to that via shows and festivals as well as, you know, Spotify. So try to keep a wide range. And I would say over the year, it kind of varies.
See, are you one of those people who likes to discover new music, or you stick to the ones you like?
Yeah, I definitely like to discover. And a lot of times I have a lot of friends that I trust. So I'll go to them and be like, hey, what are you listening to? And I'll get new music from them, or I'll go to shows and, you know, I'll make a point to try and go to bands that I've never heard of just to hear and see if maybe I'll like different bands. But yeah, I always enjoy discovering new music.
Do you read? Do you have a favorite book, a book series?
So that's one that I would say is not really something I do that often. It's been something I've tried to do more of as I've gotten into this program. It was actually funny when I first came here, or when I knew I was going back to my MBA, there was this article I saw online that was like, you know, top business schools recommend you read these 10 books. And they were, one was Starbucks. They were kind of business related, and I bought all 10, and I think I've read one of them. Okay. Yeah, so that tells you a little bit about my, you know, how diligent I am with reading. But it is something I try and do more of. As a younger kid and recently, I really enjoyed reading books on World War II. That was always something historically that was of interest to me. And, you know, it's mind-blowing sometimes that was, you know, our grandparents' generation. My grandparents lived through a lot of that in England and the bombing. So I've read a lot of either, you know, nonfiction or historical fiction novels on that area. So that's something that I want to get back into more of.
Do you also watch documentaries related to that?
Yes, I've watched a lot of documentaries, almost too much. My brother kind of teases me on that. But it's just something that's really fascinating to me. There's a lot of really good ones on Netflix recently about World War II that kind of takes you through not only the history, but also kind of some of the intertwining, you know, like inner works of the Nazi regime. So I've definitely watched a lot of those, yeah.
If you could choose a person in history that you would like to have coffee with and have a chat or get to know them better, who would that be?
Yeah, so on that same theme, it would definitely be Winston Churchill. Again, having that England heritage and just seeing, you know, all the things that he had to go through and the decisions he had to make that were basically, you know, essentially huge for the country of England. They had a lot of time periods where they were thinking about truces with the Nazi regime because they didn't think that, you know, they'd be able to withstand an air attack. So for him to take that stand and basically said, we're not going to for X, Y, and Z, and I'm willing to stake my name and basically the future of this country on that, I think talking to him and basically understanding his mindset and how challenging that must have been for him would be really interesting.
Okay. Do you have any pet peeves you want to share with us?
Not too many. I mean, I'm pretty easygoing. I try to be. I would say maybe a pet peeve of mine is if, you know, you're in meetings or something like that and people are just consistently late. You know, I've experienced that in work as well as sometimes in school. So I'm not someone that's like, if someone's late one time, because I understand things go on, and I've also had that, but I've been at companies where people are just consistently late, and that's become like the norm. And I would say that becomes somewhat of a frustrating aspect to me.
All right.
Yeah.
So coming back to something you want to do after graduation, I know you're going to into it, but if you had to narrow the companies down, you had a list of 50 companies, what were your top five you can tell us about?
I can actually tell you that because I did have an exact list. So Intuit was actually number two, which is really, you know, for me, very rewarding to be able to intern and then work at the company that was number two on my list. Number one was Adidas, which I did pursue for a little bit, but just didn't end up coming to fruition. Number three at the time was Unilever. So I've worked with them a lot in the past, and I just really like, you know, where their interests are from a sustainability and a health focus. And they kind of have an international exposure too, which was really interesting. And then I believe four was Salesforce, and five was Dan and Wave, based specifically focused on their business in Denver, Colorado, which is organic and natural food brands like Silk, Almond Milk, and Horizon Organic. Yeah, so those are my top five, and I did passionately pursue all five of them. Only got an offer from one, but it all worked out. Yeah.
And what do you see yourself doing 10 years from now?
I don't even know if I could see myself 10 years down the road. I've never been someone to plan that far out. I think from a career standpoint, I've definitely tried to pick a company that has global opportunities. That's something that's really interesting to me. And that's why I had this opportunity to work for a global company in Germany that was really hard to turn down. But for me, I see myself being willing to relocate even domestically as well as internationally. So, you know, I've expressed that interest into it, and they've expressed that that is an opportunity as long as, you know, you meet performance and the right opportunities. But I would say that's something I see, whether that's 5 or 10 years, having that international experience and then, you know, seeing where that goes from there.
So does Intuit also do taxes for other countries?
They don't do taxes for other companies. That's specifically based here for the US, but their QuickBooks platform is growing internationally, and they specifically have a large office in London that's growing. Obviously, the situation with Brexit potentially could impact that, but that is one that they have as well as Australia. So I've expressed, you know, interest in both of those, and that's something that when I get there, I'm going to make sure that I put on my career roadmap.
Okay. If you had any advice to give the people who are looking into doing their MBA, or even who have like come into WP Carey, already got their admits, but they're waiting.
Yep.
So what would that be?
About pursuing an MBA or about actually being here and succeeding in the program?
Both separate.
So I would say about pursuing an MBA, you know, just know what you're looking to get out of it. Not everyone has to have the same goal or objective. People can come back to get an MBA for very different reasons. But I think having that objective or focus is really important because, you know, you're here and it's a big commitment and it's a big sacrifice. So you really want to make sure that you have a clear objective, and that way you can focus your energy and time. So I'd say that's kind of my recommendation for as you're looking. And then here, I would say, you know, and I might be the extreme on one side, make sure that you have fun and enjoy this time period, because there's so much that you can do from an academic standpoint. And, you know, when you look back at your 18 months or 2 years, yes, you want to make sure you've had that. But I've talked to people that are, you know, 40 or 50 and have a whole career and they've done their MBAs. And the most thing that they talk about is the connections they made and the memories that they had and the experiences they had within their MBA program, because that's the thing that I think adds the most value from a long-term standpoint.
And once you're done, how would you like your peers to remember you?
So I think for me, it's, you know, I've always tried to be very collaborative and very engaging and social. And I think having that sales experience background was something that lended myself very well to that. But that's something I'd really like to be known for, someone that, you know, would be engaging and a good team member and a good classmate that they really enjoyed with or working on team. So that's one that I'd really like to. And then I think adventurous. So, you know, inside and outside the program, just being able to someone that goes on adventures and is really important for me. So that'd be nice to be known for that.
And since you're in the Volunteer Council, I'd like to give you a couple of minutes to just plug what's coming up for the council.
Perfect. Yeah, we've got the charity softball game in 2 weeks. So that's a big event this spring. One that was a huge success last year. We had a great turnout. So this year it's going to be Saturday, February 16th. I think we've already got 8 teams through the first year, second year as alumni, online programs. So that's a really great event because all of the money that we collect goes right to Make-A-Wish charity. So it's another great partnership that we have. And then we've got a cleanup event in mid-March, and then you know, some other events that we're still locking in right now. But I think the charity softball game is a nice one for everyone to get involved in.
Right. Similarly, if you have anything you want to tell people, something you're passionate about, something you want others to follow, you can tell them.
Just in general?
Just in general.
I mean, I think for me, a lot of my passions outside of school, like I said, revolve around sports. So I'm a huge Manchester United fan, New York Yankees fan, Brooklyn Nets fan. So I think if I can tell anything, follow more English soccer, which is, I think, growing here in the United States. But, you know, I think Jackie's one that I've watched a lot of games with, and people are starting to get more of an interest in it. But that's one that I really enjoy. And I think a lot of people, as they start to watch more of it and see the passion, I think they'll relate more to that.
All right. All right, that kind of brings us to the end. If people want to get in touch with you, where do they find you on social media, or you want to give out your email address?
Yeah, they can reach me at shane.atha@asu, or just connect me on LinkedIn. I'm always, you know, on that, responding to communications or anything that comes through there.
All right. Thank you, Shane, once again for doing this with us.
Yeah, thank you for setting us up.
Thanks, listeners, for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
I'm really rooting for Shane to get an overseas project near his parents in England or in Europe. Good luck to you in that, as well as all the marathons you will run in the future. To our listeners, thank you very much for your support. We are on Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye and peace.